is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide story that affects you. I am here today with two titans in the Capitol reporting crew, Emily Lawler from MLive. Hello.
Hi.
And Lauren Gibbons, also from MLive.
Hey.
Recently, the Secretary of State announced that they are going to start gathering public comments for the application process for the new redistricting plan that is going to go into effect, not this election, before the next election in 2022. Lauren, you've done a lot of reporting on Proposal 2 and sort of how this has all come into effect. What are some of the more interesting things that you have noticed in this process to really change how people get elected in our state?
If anything, I think the biggest change will be this will be a very public process. Like, even the application form is up for public comment right now. Once the commission is actually seated, they're going to have at least 15 public hearings. They're going to be going all over the state. All of the maps, all of their application information is going to be out there for everyone to see. So I think that's a huge change from the legislative process, where sometimes, you know, it would be worked on a little bit behind the scenes, the committee would send it through. That's a huge change.
Emily, you have done a lot of reporting on some of the financials involved in this whole process, from starting this out as a proposal to where we are at now. How much did this change in our democracy end up costing taxpayers?
You know, I don't think there's a final answer to that question yet. But one of the things that I was following in conjunction with this proposal, too, as it was going through separately, there was a lawsuit working its way through the federal court system. And in that lawsuit, the state mounted a pretty vigorous defense. You know, I tracked some consultant spending that they had done on expert witnesses. The attorney general spent more than $1 million defending this case in just the period of time I was able to track down through Freedom of Information Act requests. And then the legislature itself wasn't named in the case, but chose to intervene. So those were obviously active decisions the legislature made to defend the districts that it had drawn. They fought hard, and I think they spent $1.2 million at least.
Yeah, and then on the other side, the Prop 2 angle, there's a $4.6 million that the legislature had to appropriate to make this run smoothly, but the Secretary of State is still requesting another $2 million to make sure the administrative handling of getting all these people applying and going around the state to make the program work. She says they need another $2 million. So it's possible that this could be costing a lot to switch over.
And what should people be looking for next?
Well, I think the more that people get engaged, the better this process is going to work. Michigan has kind of a unique system. This is obviously the first time we're trying it. And I think that it's only as good as the people who, you know, participate, whether that means from applying to actually be on the commission yourself, or just following the process. I mean, transparency, like Lauren said, is the main difference between this process and what the legislature was doing. Transparency is only valuable if people are looking at it.
Emily Lawler and Lauren Gibbons, both from MLive, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.